This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. COP28 has turned into a fight over language.
The fossil era will not end because we don't have any oil or gas or coal left. It will only end if we decide to make conscious political decisions.
Minister of Development and Global Policy Dan Jorgensen. One side wants to say phase out fossil fuels. The other side doesn't want to say that directly. Fossil fuels are the number one cause of climate change, and it's believed if they aren't phased out, the Earth will warm more than 1.5 degrees, which would be catastrophic. The EU will meet this Thursday and Friday to consider membership for Ukraine. The Ukrainian foreign minister was in Brussels on Monday.
I came here with a clear message of Ukraine's commitment to do its homework, to open accession talks, and move towards membership in the EU.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington this week for meetings with the International Monetary Fund, the U.S. Senate, and President Biden. The EU says it will propose sanctions over violence by Israeli settlers in the West Bank against Palestinians. Here's EU Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell.
And we are also alarmed by the fact that the Israeli government has approved the construction of another 1,700 housing units in East Jerusalem to expand the settlements, which is, we consider, illegal under international law.
Violence by Israeli settlers against Palestinians in the West Bank has increased since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Rohingya refugees are facing a wave of hostility and rejection in Indonesia. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder says Rohingya arrivals have gone up in the past year, and so have protests by the locals.
People in Aceh were for years sympathetic to the persecuted minority from Myanmar, who turned up on dilapidated boats. But there's been a spike in arrivals and a backlash. Protesters last week tore down tents and threatened to push boats back into the sea, according to images shown on local television. Babar Baluch, an Asia spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, said UNHCR was alarmed by the reports.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder, who says for years Rohingya left the Buddhist-majority Myanmar, where they are generally seen as interlopers, denied citizenship, and subjected to abuse. It is a problem globally, migration. A recent crackdown on migrant smuggling and human trafficking throughout the Americas turned up migrants from 69 countries, an indicator of the steep growth in Asians and Africans who are crossing oceans and continents to reach the United States. In Brazil, the federal police deployed officers to 9 points around the country, the fifth largest nation in the world by area, and one sharing a border with 10 other countries. Here's Brazil's chief of migrant smuggling, Cristiano de Souza Iloai.
And we have these more than 16,000 kilometers, kind of 10,000 miles border with all these Latin American countries. So it makes it absolutely impossible to take care of each centimeter of our borders.
In its fifth annual Operation Turquesta, Interpol brought together law enforcement from 31 countries in the Americas. And from November 27th to December 1st, including Cuba for the first time, and France and Spain, netted 257 arrests, rescued 163 suspected victims, and detected 12,000 undocumented immigrants from 69 countries. Pink-themed movie phenomenon Barbie topped the list of nominees for Hollywood's Golden Globe Awards on Monday with 9 nods, outpacing the 8 for historical drama Oppenheimer. The two films, which featured in summer box office clash dubbed Barbenheimer, will compete in different categories at the Globes. That show will be in January. Scott Walterman, VOA News.